Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. It is April Halliburton here of All for HR and Business Solutions. I want to welcome you to the show. Happy again, Talk About It Thursday. I hope you are well. You're wearing your mask, practicing social safe distancing, all that kind of good stuff. I am the person of All for HR and Business Solutions. Gary will hear the resources as partner, managing and consulting with businesses across the country with 2 to 49 employees. Welcome to the show. Today is Talk About It Thursday. We have a fantastic guest on today. We have Ms. Arianne Cargrove, our systems queen, who's joining us today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @all_HR. We are at LinkedIn at All for HR and Business Solutions. Instagram, All for HR, and Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. We have our Facebook group, which you are fresh for small businesses. We talk about HR issues, answer HR questions, share HR goodies, all that kind of good stuff. So be sure to come on over and join Facebook group. We have Facebook Live on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our coffee with All for HR, Tuesday mornings and Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. So feel free to drive by and visit our virtual home, all4hr.net. Again, I hope you are doing well. We have our guest today is Ms. Arianne Cargrove. Arianne, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have Arianne Cargrove, who is joining us on our show. She is the systems queen, and I'm so glad that you are joining us on the show. We'll give a little bit of background about Arianne. She is a business operations strategist, again, called our systems queen. Told Fortune 500 companies save millions of dollars to their bottom line while driving continuous improvement in their operations and customer service experience. Ms. Cargrove is in the business of helping other businesses scale their business and empower their team, a business that runs without them with maximum success. For businesses, next. Thank you, Arianne, for joining us. I'm so glad to have you. We met some time ago, and we thank you for joining us on the show today. Arianne, are you there? Now it's the right one. It works right. So let's one moment here. Are you there, Arianne? Are you there, Arianne? Hello? Can you hear me, Arianne? One moment, folks.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Okay, so I hear you. There's some feedback.
Yep, and I took it and logged off of my laptop. I don't know why you couldn't hear me through the laptop.
It's okay. That's okay. We got you now. And again,
yes,
we welcome
ma'am.
You to the show. Thank you for joining us, my friend. I'm so we'll jump into it. I want you to tell us a little bit about your background. I talked a little bit about what Arian Heartgirls, the systems queen, does. So tell us a little bit of how you started in this business.
How I started. Well, I might be one of the few people who actually did love what they were doing in corporate, but there was just a lot of politics that were going on. And so I absolutely loved what I was doing. I went to school for this. I loved working with my customers. But one day, my old company decided they wanted to get rid of me. So because of that, I had already started working on my business and putting my business in place. And you know how sometimes you just get that feeling that, you know, that time is coming where you need to jump out on faith and do things that you love to do. And so that time came where they said, hey, it's time for us to depart ways with you. And so that was when Arian became Love for Systems and your systems queen full time. So, again, Love for Systems was already in place, and I knew this is what I wanted to do because I just love helping people make things better. And that is, you know, pretty much like our tagline is everything can be made better, whether it's actually personal or business. Things can be done in a simpler way. They can give you less headache, less stress. You know, my whole mission is to help take all that away, so that you can do the things that you love to do in life and in business. And so that's where the name Love for Systems came from, because I love what I do and I love systems.
Okay.
And when I talk about systems, we're not necessarily talking about the technical side of things. We're talking about the business side of the systems, having those different organizational departments in place, like yours, HR, human resources, and then if you are a company that ships orders, you have a fulfillment center possibly in place, customer service. So that's when we talk about systems, that's the standpoint that we're talking about systems from, and then we get into the technology and the automation later. We want to make sure that foundation is set in place before moving towards that.
All right.
I may have answered a couple of questions. I may have answered a couple of questions in one, so, you know, why not get it out the way?
Well, the thing about it is, you know what, I can absolutely tell that you love what you do. And so what I like when you said it's not just about the technical side. So explain a little bit more in depth about the importance of having systems. Because, you know, as small business owners, we're flying by the seat of our pants on a daily basis. So explain a little bit more about putting those systems in place.
Of course. It is, the importance of it is one of the things is wanting to be able to deliver and get the same results each and every time that you do that task or that operation. So when we're talking about systems, and that includes having those processes in place, it allows you to do an operation, allows you to do a task, it allows you to do whatever it is you're trying to do in the same order each and every time. So let's even talk about stuff personally. Everyone has a system in their personal life. They just may not call it that, and they may not recognize it as that, but we all have systems. If you set your alarm clock for 6 o'clock every morning, that's a system, because you get up at 6 o'clock, and then what's the next thing you do? Some of us will go and pray. Some of us will go meditate. Some of us will go to the gym or work out. There are things that we all have, we may call routines, but that is also looked at as like a system. So it gives you, it's going to continue to give you that same result that you expect each and every time. You know, if you go turn your hot water pot on your stove, what's it going to do? It's going to give you some hot water. So you have to turn on the temperature. You have to turn that eye on. You got to fill that pot up. That's doing things in a systematic way. So you want to get hot water. So in order to get hot water, you got to go turn the stove on. Or you can put it in the microwave if that's what you choose to do. But you're following certain steps to get the result that you expect to get. So that is why systems are so important, because if you know, going back to the business side of things, if you know you want to deliver a product to a customer the same way each and every time, that's why you have those systems in place. You want to make sure that whoever does that operation, whoever does that task, it can be followed and get the same result each and every time. Mm-hmm. So consistency is one. Mm-hmm. You know, reliability is another benefit of it. Quality. I mean, I could give you a whole list of benefits of why you want to have systems in place. And you want to be able to, you know, God forbid something happens to you, and, you know, both on personal and business side, can someone go and heat water up for you? Can someone go in your business and meet with a client and still deliver the same results? Can someone, you know, ship a package out for you and still deliver the same results? That's why systems are so important, and having those processes and systems in place so that you can do that each and every time. And then you want to know what's going to happen on the other end. So having that in place will allow you to be able to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, it's like our businesses are like machines. So if the systems are not working in marketing or to the best candidates, then guess what? That's going to affect, say, your finance department, because if you don't have the right job description in, you're not going to get the best fit for that position. Guess what? You're not going to be able to get yield the results that position that you need to that you're seeking in that position. So everything works together.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's just like our body. Our body is a system. You can't function without a heart or some form of a heart. You know, we know some people may have, you know, heart pacers, artificial hearts, especially with today's technology, but you still need that heart to pump blood in your body. That's our system.
Absolutely.
And that's how your business is too.
Good. So tell me some tips, some systems. You know, we're in the middle of this pandemic. I just said pandemic. I was curious to say pandemic. But so tell me some systems that you recommend for managing a business or small business or medium sized business during a pandemic.
I would say some of the common ones would be that would apply probably pretty much to almost any business is understanding how you are going to attract your customers. So for some, they call it, you know, it'd be your sales and marketing. And so you want to make sure, some of us have had to pivot from doing things in person to now doing things online. So being able to understand what that looks like for your business is very key, because you have to understand how are people going to find out about you. So if that means now you have to do videos, now you have to do more social media advertising, more posting on social media, then that's one of the systems you want to have in place, which is part of your sales and marketing. And then another one is being able to serve your customer. How can you serve your customer, especially during this pandemic? And if that means now you can't have physical contact or face-to-face contact, then what do you have to change to? So now we have people, businesses who are delivering their products curbside. They're delivering them, physically delivering them now, where maybe they didn't do that before. Like restaurants, for example, had to cut back on allowing so many patrons inside of their business. So that's how they're serving their clients. So how you're serving your client will look different for each of one of us, but it's part of that system in your business of how you are going to serve your customer now and how you're going to deliver your product or service. Some of us were very fortunate to be able to do this type of delivery online, virtually, on the radio, you know, so some businesses didn't have that in place before. So now looking at that opportunity is a way to be able to shift from doing the face-to-face to online. And one that I'm always going to preach is customer service. Customer experience is part of customer service. And you want to make sure that your clients and customers are getting the best experience possible. Because why? At the end of the day, you need your customers. You need paying customers for your business to stay afloat. You have to bring in that income. To bring in that income, you need to deliver that top-notch, stellar customer experience. And that's from beginning to end. So the things that I mentioned are all part of your customer journey. That's all part of that experience that the customer is going to have when they come to your company. They want to know, how well are you going to treat them? How well are you going to deliver them? You know, is your product going to be top-notch? You know, what kind of service am I going to be able to get in return? So you always want to look at your customer experience, that journey, and the customer service. They go hand in hand, but the customer experience is the entire process from beginning to end of how you treat a customer when they first come to you and after they leave you. So those are the three that I highly recommend that everyone look at. Because those are going to be the things that are going to make or break you during these type of times.
And with the pandemic, the companies have had to, again, like I said, pivot so much. You know, now they're having to adopt and execute disinfecting practices and issuing and making sure everybody's wearing PPE. And making sure your employees, not only your employees are safe, but your customers are safe, because you know you don't want to, you know, take the virus back to family. So those are a lot of new processes, or I wouldn't say they are new, but they're more come to the forefront now than they've been. Yeah. It's been a learning experience for all of us, and you are correct. Systems make it easier for you to find out easier where there's a breakdown, and even if there's a breakdown within your system, you know.
And then it also allows you to improve in areas too.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have something in place that's effective and it's giving you and delivering the result that you wanted to deliver, now you can go back and improve it and make it more efficient. So you make it effective, and then you go and make it efficient. And when you spoke about some of the things that are going on today, a lot of companies have had to implement those procedures that they never had before. And especially to the level of the requirements, even though I personally feel they should have been doing this stuff in the first place, with the exception of the PPE. But as far as the cleaning regulations, the requirements and things of that sort, to me this is an eye-opener for a lot of businesses, because this is a practice that they should have already have had and now should have going forward. So now they have to adjust to include that in their budget too, because as we all know, no one budgeted to be cleaning this often when they are required to clean so often. And then no one budgeted to have PPE equipment. So now going forward, they should be forecasting that for the next year or so, because we don't know what this is going to look like next year. But they need to make sure that they're covered. And some businesses are doing different things to cover for that. They're charging more in their services and their products. They're adding a COVID surcharge. Right or wrong, I'm a little indifferent on that one, but they are. So people, you know, customers and consumers have to be aware of that too, and then they have to make a decision on if they continue to, you know, to support someone or not.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And so how has your business changed during the pandemic? Have there been any significant changes?
In the beginning, it was, because I was one of those people who was definitely used to us doing face-to-face. All of our business was face-to-face. Our networking was face-to-face. From a personal level, I still love to see my people. I still love to see them
right.
Right. Go out and greet them and shake hands and hug. So that has definitely changed tremendously from both perspectives. And so the pivot that we had to take was to take everything online. And we were in that process of doing that anyway, but not full time. So full time now, everything is online. So we're doing virtual calls, our sessions are virtual. Every now and then we do a phone call because, you know, sometimes we do get tired of being on a Zoom call. And we just do an actual old school phone call like I'm doing now. because we also want to make sure that people create those boundaries too. You know, I've had to share with some of my clients to create boundaries of how many Zoom calls they do a day because you get zoomed out. And there isn't such thing as, you know, getting that fatigue from looking at a laptop all day too. You know, and then that triggers other things within your body physically. So we always still make sure that's incorporated too. As businesses are transitioning their business to be able to operate during times like this. But to keep that time frame down for yourself too is very important as an owner. As an entrepreneur, you want to make sure that you create those boundaries. That's a system that you can create within yourself as you operate and interact and build your business. You have to take time and reduce that time and minimize as much as you can from sitting too long, from looking at a screen too long. Incorporate those breaks so that your eyes don't become too fatigued to where you can't even operate anymore. And I've had that happen, and I just pretty much was like, okay, enough Zoom calls. We can only do 3 a day or something, you know, because you have to recognize that as yourself, you know, as the owner, as your employees, you have to be a lot more sensitive to these things today, especially because there's other outside distractions and variables going on, too, that contribute to this now. We know we're in a time right now that we didn't have all these different moving variables going on in our surrounding environment. You know, none of us have ever lived through this right now. Most of us right now have never lived through anything like this to where we have to, I call it getting suited and booted. When you go out, you have to get suited up and put on your protective gear. There's just that unknown factor, and it's the same with your business. You have to be mindful of how you're handling things. If you're a company that ships out products, you want to ensure that and communicate with your customers that you are following all the CDC regulations. It's good to have that on your website. It's good to reinforce that, you know, when people are ordering things from you so that they know where their products are coming from, whether you're shipping them from your home or you shipping them from a warehouse, that all still applies. Your home is a warehouse. If you have an offsite warehouse, you want to still make sure that warehouse is following those regulations. So those are systems, those processes and procedures companies need to have in place and should communicate just to keep their, you know, customer base feeling safe. So, yeah, I could talk about this stuff forever. Forever.
We're definitely in different times. We've had to do a lot of adjustment, and we've had to, you know, help our clients do a lot of adjustment. Move them or help them continue to move forward. Absolutely. So I am I've learned so much from you since we connected. I've learned so much when it, you know, that worked, you know, very diligent with is, you know, handbooks and policies and procedures and regulations. And of course, those things are systems within itself. I always talk about how important it is that you, you know, you have a hiring system, that you have a progressive discipline, that you have an employee engagement program so that you're consistently building the culture and you have a healthy workforce. But it's not until I met you that I started looking at how everything really is connected and intertwined together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it
makes a difference. It makes a difference. And if you don't have one, if you have one department that's operating smoothly,
other
departments are not moving so smoothly, that is, you know, you're still dealing with huge challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's so much. That's why I love when we connected, and you know, we can be on the phone for days talking about this stuff. Because we, you know, you have such a love for it. I have such a love for it, and you know, it's because we want to help make such a huge impact on our communities, on our customers and clients, because it's so important for them to implement what we do on both sides.
Right.
And
absolutely.
A lot of times they come to us, I won't say at the last minute, but in that, you know, that firefighting mode when it's time to fight this fire, that now I'm in the middle of the fire and I need you to help me put this fire out. So, you know, we always try to encourage people to do things proactively versus reactively. And, you know, you bring up some great points, and I get it. You know, people, we start businesses, we run with them, but at some point, there's only so far you can run with your business, especially if you get a lot of publicity, for example, or, you know, just being in the right place at the right time, and your business goes from 0 to 1,000 overnight. How are you going to handle that? And that's why I try to stress the importance of having these things in place when you first start. And we get people who say, well, I can't hire someone, I can't pay to hire someone, and I challenge that. Because why can't you? So that means go back and look at how you're trying to structure your business, which is part of the operations. Understand what the structure of your business is going to look like. What does your business plan say?
It's so
overwhelming to me to find out, as I work with more and more clients, a lot of clients don't have business plans. I have no clue why and when that started. I don't know who told us not to have business plans, but part of that business plan talks about your operation. And that's the key of why I believe a lot of businesses are running into that wall. When they're growing so fast, they don't know what to do next. What you start with is not what's going to keep you going when you hit that next level in your business. So you, as you grow, you have to grow your internal operations along with it. You have one person. As you grow to receiving thousands of orders each and every day, you and that one person can't function and run that business to deliver 1,000 orders a day. So it just, you know, when you think about it that way, just keep that in mind, because that's how you have to think about your business. And even if you start and you just have an assistant, that's okay. But that's one more person to help you in your business to keep you from stressing out and, you know, just making yourself go sick because you're stressed and you're overwhelmed with all the day-to-day operations. You cannot do it by yourself. And even if you have all the automation in place, at some point you're going to outgrow that too. There's a ton of people out here who are definitely making 5 figures a month strictly on automation. But how much longer will that last? So they may have to get a new automated tool, and they may need to get some interaction with some physical beings at some point and have a team. There's nothing wrong with that. You can still have a lot of the operations, the behind-the-scenes stuff automated, but you're still going to need some team members to help you with continue to run your business so you can continue to grow your business. Yeah, I told you I could talk about this all day.
That's okay. But again, I'm sure that you know your stuff and backwards and forwards, and you are truly someone that I look forward to working with. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'd like for you to, what final thought would you leave our audience with, Ariane?
What final thought? I don't know if I can put that in the final thought. Even the best hustlers had a team. Even the best hustlers had systems in place. People use the word hustling. I cringe. But just change that around and even think about the best hustlers out here. You know, they even had systems in place because they wouldn't have got to where they got to without that. They had a team in place. You know, when you change the verbiage, you change the language to fit your situation, it'll make sense. But you definitely, everything can be made better. You're not out here alone. There's plenty of us out here that can help with your operations. And then just get that help and go out there and go from good to great. Just be great at what you do. So I know that wasn't one last word. But
you know what? You summed it up. Even the best of having and, you know, get that help you need and go from good to great is absolutely perfect. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. I thank you again, Ariane, for being a guest on the show. Again, we connected a while back, and I've watched you grow, and I've learned so much from you. Just in the conversations that we've had about business and about processes and. You know, I've watched you grow, and I am very, very proud of you. And I what's next for you? I really do.
Thank you, and likewise, because hey, you have definitely been there for me on every level, So I appreciate you so much. I've learned so much from you too, and that's why I love our connection because we just. You know, we vibe and we are the true epitome of what you really want in your inner circle. You have to have those individuals who are going to be your cheerleader, but who are also going to give it to you raw. That needs to let you look. And I know I can count on Miss April for that. So I always appreciate that. Miss April going to set me straight. And then, hey, we need that. We have to have that. That's how you keep growing. That's how you keep getting better.
Ariane has said a couple times. Now, why would you say that? Or why do you do that?
Why are you doing that?
So I do. I look forward to saying what's next for you and having you on the show again. Ariane, I want you to let people know let our audience know where they can find you.
Absolutely. All my social media handles are Love for Systems. So Facebook, Love, L-O-V-E, 4, 4, Systems with an S. Instagram is also Love for Systems. LinkedIn is also Love for Systems, and my website is also Love for Systems. So that's LOVE4 Systems.com.
All right. Yep, be sure to follow Ariane and be sure to reach out to her if you are struggling with getting systems, like being able to have your business. you run your business and not let your business run you.
Yeah,
it's nothing like it. Yeah, and there's no way for you, if you don't have systems in place, at some point you're going to hit a plateau and you're going to wonder why, and because things are, you have to be able to deal with growth. You have growth. And the only way you can handle growth is by having systems in place. That's the only way. So keep that in mind. I want you to reach out to Erin in Highgrove at Love Number 4 Systems. Follow her on Instagram, on Facebook. Reach out to her and have a conversation with her and see what systems your business has or don't have or needs. Erin, thank you again for joining us on the show. It is indeed
thank
a pleasure,
you.
As always. Folks,
I appreciate
if you
it.
Haven't had, oh, you are welcome. You are so welcome. So, folks, if you haven't had a chance, be sure to reach us at on Instagram at All Number 4 HR. We are on Instagram, we're on Tumblr at All HR. We're at Facebook at All HR and Business Solutions. So, Facebook, Business HR Success Hub. Join us for coffee Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Facebook Live is on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And you know what tomorrow is, right? Freedom Friday. Don't forget, so questions at freedomfridayhrquestions@offerhr.net. We choose your question. Guess what? You receive a free gift. We had Mr. Devereaux of No Veteran Left Behind, who was our winner last week, and we're looking for who's going to be the winner tomorrow. So thank you for myself, the Queen area, Heartgrove. Don't forget to follow her on Love Number 4 System. Until next week, don't forget. Be careful.